New Seed brings local growers golden opportunities for producing profit on their fields. We offer proven sunflower hybrids for every field and every market, available with herbicide-tolerant traits and downy mildew resistance. Also, new canola genetics with advanced herbicide tolerance for commodity markets, or a New Seed Omega-3 canola production contract can provide growers with even more golden opportunities. For more information about New Seed products and golden opportunities, go to newseed.com and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, day number 3 of the Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour, brought to you by Thunder Seed, first in the field. Today, coming to you from KXPO in Grafton, one of the stations that carry Farm Talk for a number of years. We thank the good folks at Simmons Media here in Grafton. And we're, of course, right along Highway 81, which is the epicenter of the Northern Plains Potato Growers universe. The president of Northern Plains Potato Growers joins us now, Donovan Johnson. Good afternoon, Donovan.
Good afternoon, Mick. How are you doing?
Well, I'm okay. It's a little windy out there today, but I think that's okay. We are maybe drying the topsoil out. Maybe farmers can get in and plant some potatoes.
You know, isn't it crazy that there are certain times of the year, maybe the seasons, that we welcome the wind? And particularly if it's a little wet out there, a little sun, a little wind, and that'll help dry up the ground. So, yes, hopefully it'll work out.
Yeah. Last week in the National Ag Statistics Weekly Crop Planting Progress Report, 0% potatoes planted. And the day before yesterday came out 3%. So we've got started, but 44% is average, 58% last year. We are way behind. Is that concerning at all, Donovan, or is just one of those years and everything will be okay?
Well, generally, you know, farmers are optimistic to start with, and they realize there are certain things they can't control, and they work through everything else and make it work as much as they can. The segment that maybe is a little behind is the process segment. When we say process, the French fry segment and maybe some of the chips a little bit. They would prefer to have been in earlier, I suppose, but it's not lost. I mean, we're still middle of May. Depending on what the summer brings, it could still be a normal crop from the fresh side or the seed side. The seed certainly isn't worried. I mean, they typically aren't going to be starting this early anyway. On the fresh side, we're just getting started this week. A lot of the growers say May 15th or thereabouts is when they would typically start. So at this juncture, there doesn't seem to be a lot of concern or worry going on from the potato perspective. And we actually have some growers, depends on where they're at in North Dakota, that and even northwest Minnesota, that are finishing up this week on the process side with potatoes. So I don't see and haven't experienced and certainly haven't heard concern at this point. That's not a word that would typically be used as it relates to the potential for potatoes being planted and then growing and seeing what production might be. There could be a little bit of loss on the yield, but you know, that's still up in the air.
Well, that's good, because there's enough concern and anxiety in farming, and the less we have, the better. I mean, I'm glad that's not a high anxiety item, being late with potatoes. And you know, it seems like one of the more exciting marketing sectors is the small potato, the baby potatoes. That's growing as a marketing segment, isn't it?
It is. You know, it all comes down to what does the consumer want? What are they going to consume? And certainly the fingerlings or the small potatoes are something that they consumers want to use. And if we're talking about just the normal commercial production, the C-size potatoes, which are the smaller potatoes, that can vary by year to year according to what the consumer is looking for. So smaller meals maybe lends itself to that also, and intermixing it with the total meal that they consume. It certainly is there, but it's not by any means been a huge impact for what we're doing at this point. We grow potatoes, and certainly if there are some smaller potatoes, we don't have a problem generally in selling those.
Okay, very good. Visiting with Donovan Johnson, president of the Northern Plains Potato Growers Association. Donovan, big news this week. USDA's APHIS, the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, and Mexico's equivalent of that, announced that the U.S. has begun exporting potatoes beyond the 26-kilometer border zone that was the limit. This is something we've been working on for 25 years. Is this good? Is this just the beginning? Is there a lot more details to be worked out? Or how does this affect the Northern Plains potato growers?
Well, certainly this whole challenge, if you will, to be able to export potatoes into all of Mexico predates me. And as you said, it's been going on for 20-plus years. It's good news. There's no doubt about that. We'll take the news. It's a stepping stone to something that we feel will be a good opportunity for growers as they go forward. Are there still challenges? Certainly possible as we go forward. We are in a test stage, so we've sent just a handful of trucks, loads down to Mexico to work through the process, see how it goes. Had a couple of little hiccups there in that process, but nonetheless, they were clear to go. And so in speaking with some of the growers here in the Northern Plains about that, it's a wait and see. Is it serious? Is the opportunity real? And if it is, there could be an opportunity to export some potatoes into Mexico. And it certainly may help the southern growing areas to move some potatoes, which would take some pressure off the opportunity for the Northern Plains growers to be able to then utilize more markets in the domestic U.S. to move their products. So we'll see how it shakes out, but I don't think anybody's doing a happy dance just yet.
Okay. Mexico has a unique... They love to set up hurdles and roadblocks to a number of things. Corn's got some issues, and I guess potatoes not out of not excused from that battle. Now, how about the Prince Edward Island? Now, this is really some news that maybe the wheat and the corn and the soybean growers just aren't aware of, or it doesn't affect them at all. But the U.S. potato industry. Somewhat concerned about the resumption of Prince Edward Island potato imports into the mainland of the U.S.?
There is concern because we currently don't have the disease here in the U.S., and so we are asking for significant testing, soil testing, being done in Prince Edward Island, and that those potatoes not be shipped across Canada either. Once you lose track of where they go, then obviously you don't know what's coming in across the border to the U.S. So it's a work in progress also. I know that APHIS and their counterparts have essentially reached a solution as they look at it as to how to monitor this. And I guess the bottom line is we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, it's government to government, and so it gets a little dicey in how we can impact what's going on. But we're hopeful that it will be identified in Prince Edward Island, and there will not be any of the potatoes coming across the U.S. border. So we're watching it.
Okay. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven has worked hard. He's on the Senate Ag Committee, on the Ag Appropriations Committee, and he's really worked hard at the announcement that came out Monday that there's going to be some help for the 2020 and 2021 natural disasters that farmers suffered, and there should be something there for potato growers too.
We're hopeful on that. As you said, it's new information, new news that has just been delivered to us. And so we're still in the investigative stage trying to figure out what the qualifications are. You know, everything on the surface sounds great until you get into the details and trying to figure out, does it work? Doesn't it work? Is it something that's beneficial to a particular commodity or not? So we don't have those answers yet, but we're looking forward to getting them and believing that it'll be helpful. So that's about the best I can give you at this point. I know growers need to go into their FSA offices and make application, make inquiries as to whether they can benefit from this. And so hopefully it can be a good thing for potato growers and farmers in general.
For sure. Yeah. From what I've heard, that there will be a pre-filled application. They just have to get in there and sign it, or they're just, but yeah, that, as you mentioned, contact their FSA office. Any other policy issues or problems that's keeping you busy as president, Donovan?
You know, Not so much on those issues. We have issues as relates to the EPA identifying maybe some chemicals or tools that are used in potatoes and other commodities that they have, I'll use the word angst about, would prefer not to use. And sometimes those products are the only things that we can use. And it's not so much in our area, but again, generally across the potato growing area. Some of that. I was just in Washington, D.C. last week with other state managers and national potato organizations, and we met with various agencies, including USDA, and we're on Capitol Hill talking about some of the challenges and issues. You know, labor is an issue, but here we are. We're in the middle of it right now, and so we have to deal with that, the shortage of labor, and those type of things. But, you know, We're planting now, so now is the busy time, and we have what we have, and we got to make it work. I mean, that's just the bottom line. That's where it's at. So
for sure. Okay. Donovan Johnson, President of Northern Plains Potato Growers, thank you very much for the visit, for the update. We wish you a successful 2022.
Thank you, Mick. I appreciate that, and we're believing that. We're believing that'll be a good year.
All right, thank you. Hey, we're here in Grafton today, Walsh County, KXPO Radio, the Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour, brought to you by Thunder Seed. We're going to take a break, come back, and visit with Walsh County Extension Agent and a St. Thomas, North Dakota farmer for the second half hour of this hour of the Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour, brought to you by Thunder Seed. I'm Mick Kerr. We'll be right back.